final subject, if I may, which is the role of film and television and other forms of advanced technology in teaching. I think there are two people with questions on this. If you could, as it were, ask them sequentially and briefly. Tanya Smith and Sarah Moody. Are they here? Far away. Yep. And then.
Okay, I'm Tanya Smith, Head of History in a state comprehensive in London. Outside of the classroom, most students access the subject through television, film, and computer games. It's getting increasingly difficult to run outside of the classroom trips because of financial constraints. So we're finding it very difficult to go to museums and access the workshops there and so on. So we rely quite heavily on those media. But do those media, television, film and so on, do they distort and dumb down the past? And are we in danger of perhaps creating a rather superficial portrayal of historical events and losing the rigour of subject knowledge? And if that's the case, how do we restore the balance?
Thank you. And Sarah?
Hi, I'm Sarah Moody from University of Lincoln. My question's similar. It's Heather mentioned that history and television is so popular. Last week, Neil Ferguson said that teachers should use more TV to make history more accessible to young people. I just wanted to ask the panel, do you agree with that? And what role do you think history TV can play in the future of history teaching?
Steve, do you want to try this?
Sure. Why are you laughing? I perhaps am going to be working with Neil Ferguson if this idea of Gove's comes to pass in the next year, along with many, many others. I don't think, at the risk of offending Neil Ferguson, I don't think he's been into a history classroom in this country for a very, very long time. And if he has been into a classroom, it's perhaps one, maybe. The idea that we don't use film footage or documentaries or television, or I am flabbergasted. I would like to know of a history teacher in the audience who doesn't use these things in lessons. Certainly, I don't whack on an episode of Simon Sharma with a Year 8 class because it just goes above them. What would be the point of that? Even a top set, I think, in Year 8 would struggle with some of Simon Sharma. However, clips from Simon Sharma or from David Starkey or from Neil Ferguson, all of these people, I think, are valuable resources in the classroom, as is a textbook or ICT. It's not the panacea to history teaching in the way that some people used to think ICT was. It's a resource. Yeah. It can be used incredibly badly, and it can be used very, very well. Mm. The thing I'd say about school trips in departments where they're under a lot of pressure and school trips aren't something that SLT commit a lot of time to is some sort of collaborative work with other departments, religious studies, citizenship, anything where it can be spun as cross-curricular. You can do that with a battlefield strip very English, very easily with the English department looking at war poetry or with citizenship or religion. It's very, very easy to do it, whether or not that means you get time from SLT to do it. I think one-day battlefield strips are increasingly common where you leave it ridiculous o'clock in the morning and come back at ridiculous o'clock in the morning and get up for school the next day. I'm lucky we have a four-day battlefield trip, but that's only because two of those days are our weekends, and then we come back in and teach on Monday. So that's something that we've had to try and accommodate. But the idea that history teachers aren't using these resources, I'm quite stunned that he said it.
Chris?
Yeah, silly thing to say. The opportunities are huge. Television's, of course, a little old hat now. I see some really good lessons, and I imagine large numbers of people in this room teach them using very, very short clips, using two or three to build up sense of points of view. The danger is this. There is some evidence that following the introduction of interactive whiteboards, if you look at Kerry Jewett's evaluation of the interactive whiteboard project, that the amount of pupil talk in classrooms declined after the introduction of IWBs as teachers focused on the presentational tricks that they could now deploy. And the task for us to remember is that we are teaching history in classrooms so that children can learn it. And learning is an active process which involves the children, young people, making sense of what they've learned, how you move between the material you use and what the learners learn is a matter of your skill as history teachers. And that's the bit of work. It's not the presentational stuff. I agree with Steve. Niall Ferguson, clearly not aware of what's going on. It's not what you show children. It's what they do with it that matters whether they're going to learn.